bachelorette party, which I love. The ladies, they board a party bus. Very strange. They're doing this the night before the wedding.
Why? I would want to look.
Oh, my God.
Like, hungover the day of my wedding. I just want to sit in bed and eat a grilled cheese sandwich.
The day of your wedding morning.
The day after being hungover. As hungover as
oh,
I know
the day after
were.
Your
wedding.
You know? Yes. I don't want to have to get up and go somewhere literally to my wedding. Mm-mm. So that's a... Or just feel any type of potential sickness.
Yeah, like, no.
Hungover, groggy. Like groggy.
As peace as possible, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, anyways, day before their bachelorette party or before their wedding, all the ladies board a party bus, they're doing shots, they have this policeman, stripper, you know, twerking
mess.
On everybody on the bus. They were really getting it in. Then we cut over to the bachelor party, which was not lit
whack.
At all.
So all the lights whack. Were on. There was a cheese plate. That shit was whack.
Oh, God. Yeah. Look like you about to be hungry at that. Yeah, cheese and crackers. Ain't no food.
That charcuterie.
What are the greasy wings and shit? Charcuterie boards. The fuck? So they're having some little gathering at an art gallery.
Yeah.
It looked very nice and classy and for no
stupid.
Reason. I don't understand
yeah,
this.
I don't know why they did this.
For a bachelor anyways. Party. But sure. I mean, they were drinking. They had like little gambling tables and stuff. But
do you know how mad I would be if I was a man in Atlanta and that was my bachelor party?
And I did not go to Magic City and have a table set up.
The Olympics that are in the strip clubs in Atlanta, and I'm sitting here with a charcuterie board and Damien. Oh
no! I'm gonna see some big
booties.
Bitches flying out the ceiling, doing splits. You know, they do a split up top and then they drop
and then
all the way down.
Yes.
Girls on top of girl, like standing doing surfboard shit. Like, that's what I want to see. Maybe on my bachelorette party, but damn, Dylan is a bachelor. Shit. That sucks. This
sucks.
Bachelor party was whack.
Yeah. This is
you're right.
Whack.
In Atlanta, of all places.
Yeah, I would be so mad. Atlanta,
Nancy, no
Houston,
asses.
And Miami. Nah, we're going to the strip club.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're gambling and. Shots, I guess. Back at the bachelorette party, Amber is Litty. She in her confessional, crying, drunk. I'm marrying my best friend. I'm so unlucky. Just full of love and bourbon. And then they arrive at the club. All their friends are there, which was nice. Lauren was like, you know, with her friends and. She's talking about, you know, if they're doing a honeymoon or whatever. And she's like, you know, we'll probably go somewhere eventually if I get married. Her friend's looking at her like she's
girl,
still everybody being very coy.
Oh, my God.
Very coy. Mm-hmm. Now,
Kelly,
her friends aired her out.
Why wasn't Kelly's friend in the pods?
I don't know. Kelly needed her friend throughout this whole process because her friend really reminded her about herself tonight. But too little too late.
Yeah.
Her friend flat out was like, you know, Kelly, she has a bad, saying this to Kelly's face. It's not a confessional. This is to Kelly's face. Talk about her like she's not there. She's talking to her other friend like she has a bad picker.
Yeah.
And just looks at you. You fall in love with people's looks and then their personality. Ooh. We've had to get you out of many bad situations. Like just lay Kelly's whole ass out to dry. Which was, for me, that was a huge red flag and a what the fuck moment for me. Like,
absolutely.
Wait, what?
Because
Kelly's like this shallow?
Yeah.
It's not.
Because she hasn't painted herself to be that way.
No, I was not thinking she was that girl who was just like going after like these big, beefy, like, you know, good looking dudes, but doesn't give a shit about personality.
But I guess also in her industry, too, she probably meets a lot of those guys.
Probably, yeah, the fitness industry. But yeah, we learn all of that about that. And then Kelly's in her confessional saying, you know, Kenny is an attractive guy, but how he looks is not my typical type. I usually go for brunettes. I just personally am not as attracted physically to him. I love Kenny, but he gives me that best friend vibe.
That's so rude. I can't believe she did that to him.
Rude. And it is episode 9. Why are we just getting this intel?
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.